Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. In a few moments, we will return to the seven promises for blessing that the Lord God gave to his servant Abraham, found in Genesis 12, verses 2 and 3. That is what we have been discussing. But as we begin, I would like to say that God blesses us, yes, and we also bless God. Amidst all this talk about God blessing Abram, we must remember that the Bible also teaches us to bless God. The Psalms, the hymn book of praise, is full of prayers like this one in Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. David cries out of the depths of his heart, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Of course, there is a difference between God blessing us and us blessing God. Pastor, theologian, and author John Piper puts it this way, quote, in Scripture, when God blesses people, they are thereby helped and strengthened and made better off than they were before. But when people bless God, he is not helped or strengthened or made better off. I will come back to Piper in a moment. Commenting on what he just said, this makes sense, right? God is God. By blessing him, as David and others did in the Psalms, we are not adding something to God that is not already in him. We cannot strengthen the one who is strength. We cannot help the one who is help. We cannot make God better off than he was before. But blessing him, what we do is we worship him. We express praise and thanksgiving. We exclaim gratitude and admiration to him. This is what we do when we bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. John Piper again, if God is the primal and inexhaustible blesser, then he must be above all others in a blessed state, the fullness and source of all blessing. If this is so, then a most natural burst of praise would be, you are blessed. That this recognition and joyful exclamation of God's blessedness should then be described as blessing God is not unusual. Other expressions like, I magnify the Lord, or let us exalt his name, both of these expressions properly recognize and give joyful expression to God's magnificence and his exalted status. They do not mean that we make God larger or higher. So to bless God means to recognize his great richness, strength, and gracious bounty, and to express our gratitude and delight in seeing and experiencing it. End quote. John Piper is right. When we bless God, we worship him. And my hope and prayer is that you will join together with me this day and every day in blessing the Lord our God. Psalm 103, verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Let's pray. High King of heaven, we bless your holy name right now. Our souls cry out in admiration and praise for who you are. Thank you for blessing us so richly in Christ. Thank you for giving us Jesus to be our Lord and our Savior from sin. Thank you for rescuing us from evil and darkness and the devil. We bless you. We are grateful for your servant Abraham. And as we return to Genesis, please teach us your word. Thank you for bringing us safely to this time with one another and with you. Amen. Let me just add that you should read the Psalms as part of a regular diet of Bible reading. If you find it hard to read, listen to the Bible being read to you. Audio Bibles are available. When you get into the book of the Psalms, repeatedly you will find the author blessing God. And this is an invitation for us to do the same, to bless the Lord. Indeed, let us always bless thee, Lord. And now let's go back to the blessings of God upon Abram and pick up on the fifth blessing. And this is really awesome. In Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3, God tells Abram, "I will bless those who bless you." So far, we have heard God say, "I will make you a great nation," and "I will bless you," and "I will make your name great," and "so you shall be a blessing." Those are the first four. And now the fifth promise for blessing, "I will bless those who bless you." This one goes together with the next one, as we will see, but I must point out how incredible this promise is, as they all are. Is God really saying that when someone blesses Abram, God will then bless that person in return? That is, if, let's pick a name, if Micah does good to Abram, then out of heaven will God bless Micah? Yes. That is what God says. And we see that within Scripture, and since God does give his blessing to those who bless Abraham and his descendants, this is an outstanding promise. Talk about God on your side. Even in the grammar of this phrase, "I will bless those who bless you," there is the sense that many persons will bless Abraham. The text is read in Hebrew, "You blessers," that is plural. Many will bless you, Abram. Now let's turn to the next promise, the sixth, which reads like this: "The one who curses you, I will curse." Wow, this makes God Abram's defender. You come after God's servant and you are going to wind up cursed. And that is God Almighty laying his curse on you. Now here the grammar tells us that there will not be many who curse Abraham. The text is read in Hebrew, "You curser," and that is singular. Few will curse you, Abram. H.C. Leupold points out that there are two main Hebrew words we have to deal with when we encounter this matter of a curse. The first is the Hebrew word spelled, using an English transliteration, A-R-A-R. You could spell this A-R-A-R. I am going to do my best to pronounce this, but I am aware that I'm taking a risk in doing so, because those of you who speak Hebrew will most likely be shaking your head thinking, "He botched the pronunciation." So I'm putting myself out here now, okay? A-R-A-R. A-R-A-R. This word describes God's judicial cursing, and this is the word used here in Genesis 12, verse 3, to describe what God will do when, and we come to the next word for curse. The Hebrew word used for man's injudicious or blasphemous cursing is spelled, using an English transliteration, G-A-L-A-L. You can spell this G-A-L-A-L, and again I take the risk, Galal, Galal. Hebrew speakers, feel free to write to me and correct me and my pronunciation. But both words, I know this, both words, or forms thereof, are used in this part of the verse. When a person, and let's stick with Micah, when Micah curses Abram, then holy God will curse Micah. God will lay down his always judicial curse on the person who injudiciously curses Abraham. This is the sixth promise God gives to the man Abram, whom he has called and commanded to follow him. We should not pass over this promise too quickly, and do not drop off because I got technical with the Hebrew language for a few moments. This promise says that to curse Abram is nearly the equivalent of cursing God. Wow! I better say that again. This promise says that to curse Abram is nearly the equivalent of cursing God. Do you see how much God identifies himself with Abram? Do you see how much God has given himself to Abram? God himself is always present in his promises. God is present in his promise. In fact, he is so present that to curse Abram is to be like cursing God. The Lord takes this very personally. As our ongoing journey with God and Abraham develops in the scripture, we will see how aligned God is with Abraham and how personal God is to him. They develop a dynamic relationship, and I believe that is not only true for God and Abraham, but true for our own relationships with the living God as well. I really believe this. God wants to enter into a living, personal, dynamic, always stimulating relationship with us. If you will humbly follow this God, if you have your faith in him through his Son Jesus Christ, the Word of God promises that he is with you. He is your stronghold. He is your shield. He is your mighty and always faithful defender. Next time we will talk about the seventh and final promise. It is this. God says to Abram, "In you all the families of the earth will be blessed." Well, what does that mean? Well, Lord willing, we shall find out. I hope that you will continue with us. Invite others along as well. Call or text them today, and then join us tomorrow as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.